Easter by Camille. Hi, my name is Camille, and I want to tell you about my Easter. I wake up. I go wake my brother. We run into my parents' room. Me and my brother jump onto my parents' bed and wake them up. I tell them all, Happy Easter. They get up and get dressed. Me and my brother run downstairs, thoughts rushing through my head, like, I can't believe it's Easter, and I wonder what I will get in my Easter basket. I am so excited. Finally, my parents get downstairs. Me and my brother rush to the door to find our Easter baskets filled with chocolates and toys, and of course, our chocolate Easter bunnies. Me and my brother grab our Easter baskets and our parents' baskets. We bring them into the table. Me and my brother Hank take one item at a time. As I'm taking out chocolates and toys, I see one of my favorite candies I get at Easter, Peeps. I got Peeps with yellow sprinkles all over them. I look up and look if my brother got any. I look and he has Peeps covered in red sprinkles. Then I quickly go over to my parents and ask if me and Hank, my brother, can have a Peep. They said sure, so Hank and I grabbed the container with about 5 Peeps. I unwrapped the plastic and the cardboard. And take one out. I take a bite of the head and tasted like sugary, squishy goodness. It melted in my mouth. We eat lots of M&Ms. In our baskets, we all get little wooden puzzles of different cities. They all choose famous places. In the city, for example, Seattle has a Space Needle for its famous place. Now we are getting ready to go to my Aunt Eve's house. I grab a pillow and a book and head to the car. Then Hank comes in, then my dad goes in the driver's seat, then my mom comes. And we all put our seatbelts on and start driving. I put my pillow on the door and lay my head down on the pillow. Soon I'm sound asleep. When I wake up, we are driving on the road of my aunt's house. We are finally here. We park our car in their driveway and open the trunk of our car to get the food we brought. Then we head inside. We start by giving hugs and learning each other's names. Afterwards, my mom and dad and Auntie Eve get the food we brought and set it on the table so everyone can start plating themselves for lunch. There's a rule that my grandmas get to go first. I don't really know why, though. Eventually, it's my turn. I get ham, salad, beans, and Fanta for a drink. There was a table for the kids, my cousins, Reese, Max, Rowan, and Sarah Rose, and my brother Hank. And a table for the grown-ups, Grandma, Auntie Eve, Mom, Dad, Auntie Amy, and Uncle Gary. We all sat down and ate our food. The grown-up table was super loud, but the kids were just quietly talking about school and what teachers were like. And since it was Hank's first year in middle school, we usually talked about how he thinks middle school is better than elementary school. After lunch, we grabbed the Easter baskets we brought because every year my Aunt Eve sets up an Easter egg hunt. So we bring them every year so we can hold the eggs with something. Every year, there's a golden egg with $5 in it. So far, I've gotten it every year, and we've gotten it for 2 years now, so I hope I get it again this year. There's a rule that the youngest get a head start, so me and Sarah Rose get a minute head start. I quickly grab one Easter bunny and as many Easter eggs as I can. And then I hear Auntie Eve say everyone else can go, so I speed up and soon we can't find any more. But then I see a squishy bunny on top of a door. And my cousin Reese is right next to me, so I ask if she can get it for me. She grabs it and puts it in my basket for me. I say thank you and walk into the living room to see what I got. I take eggs out and open them to see what I get, and then close them and put them in a Ziploc bag. Then I see a golden egg in my basket. I grab it and slowly open it up. Yes! I got the golden egg! $5, and now mine. Auntie Eve is very happy that I got the golden egg for 2 years in a row. I look at what everyone else got, then I see this long, squishy camel toy. It's in my cousin Max's Easter basket, so I ask if I can trade anything for it, and he says 2 Yorks, but I really want it, so I give him 2 of my favorite candy, Yorks. Well, on the bright side, I got this really fun stretchy fidget. We all eat a lot of candy. Afterwards, we all go into Rowan's room and play Super Smash Bros. We play a tournament, and me and Hank get to the final, but Hank plays a lot more than me, so he's way better than me. So he beat me, but it was close. After that, my parents told us it was time to leave, but we did not want to, so me and Hank tried to get them to let us stay a little bit more, but our parents say it's laid out, so we get our stuff and go to the car and head home. I was asleep for the whole ride. Then when we got home, we went to bed right away, and that was my Easter. The end.